This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel, and this is the final segment of our discussion this afternoon on Veterans Day 2024. All the things going on in the courts of our nation at this time, including tomorrow. Tomorrow, anticipating this major decision by Judge Juan Merchan about whether or not that Supreme Court case back in July, finding that presidents, stunningly for the first time in our history, finding that presidents have immunities from crimes that they may commit in office, absolute as to the Department of Justice, presumptive, presuming immunities for virtually everything else. Judge Juan Merchan wrestling with the issue of whether or not what Donald Trump did, for which he was convicted in that case in Manhattan in front of Judge Juan Merchan by a jury, does that conduct fall inside or outside what the Supreme Court has talked about? In particular, can the jury verdict be in any way interpreted as an official act of a sitting president? The answer should be no, and so Juan Merchan will probably say it doesn't apply. But we'll wait to see tomorrow what he issues, and assuming that he does, in fact, go ahead and say no, nothing about that case, that opinion coming out of the Supreme Court prevents a state prosecution under New York law for violations of the false statements and false reporting and false documents matters. Nothing about this case is prevented by the Supreme Court decision. Then on November 26, we'll also see something unprecedented in our history, and that is the sentencing, presumably, of a president-elect in a state courthouse in Manhattan for violations of state law. Stunning thing. The significance, of course, of that cannot be overstated. Important also to provide a couple of footnotes. That is unlikely, regardless of what the judge does on that day, that Donald Trump will go to jail, won't be detained, almost certainly will be stayed pending appeals. And that's part of our process, too. But nonetheless, that system of justice that we embrace contemplates, as we thought we believed in America, that no one is above the law, that we do not have kings, as Sonia Sotomayor wrote in her dissent, and as Ketanji Brown Jackson so eloquently said the same thing. We shouldn't be having these authorities inside the White House that place a president over and above the rest of us. And indeed, a judge, her name is Tanya Chutkan, has said just that in her presiding over the so-called federal election interference case that's still pending in front of her. She has repeatedly said that there's nothing about the campaign, as late as days before the election, is going to slow her down. Nothing about that political process was going to affect her conduct of the trial. She was going to treat Donald Trump exactly as she would treat, as federal judges, as state judges, municipal judges should treat any other defendant, no one above the law. And so Tanya Chutkan has in recent weeks and months solicited from the parties their positions on a similar issue, whether or not that Supreme Court case should somehow affect the federal interference case against Donald Trump. That's four counts returned by an indictment there in D.C., alleging basically that Donald Trump engaged in a conspiracy, many unindicted co-conspirators in that charge, and determining whether or not the Supreme Court's immunity grant to an executive, the chief executive, prevents her from going ahead. We know that Jack Smith, the special counsel, has already weighed in on that and said no. Nothing to see here. He secured from a grand jury a superseding indictment that responded to many of the issues in the Supreme Court's case, and that's what's in front of Tanya Chutkan right now. Defense scheduled to file their own responsive brief late this month as well, contesting, presumably opposing what the government has said. But a significant event happened late last week, a very significant event. And it's premised upon this notion that we've often talked about, which is that there's a policy inside the Department of Justice that you do not prosecute, cannot convict, cannot bring to trial a sitting president. And as a result of that policy, what happened late last week is that Jack Smith, counsel in this case and also counsel in the Mar-a-Lago case, filed a motion with Tanya Chutkan to stay, to suspend, to delay, basically to cancel all of the proceedings, all the deadlines in that election interference case until he can get back to the court on what the Department of Justice's position will be. And he has asked for time until December 2nd, which the judge has given him, to get back in touch and tell the court, tell defense counsel, tell all of us what the government's going to do now in these days, the 70 days or so before Donald Trump becomes our next president. Question is whether or not the case says, including the one presumably in South Florida, will be dismissed, or whether we will continue. The reality is, of course, there is this policy. It is not legislative. It's not in the federal code, the criminal code, the civil code. It is not established as a judicial rule of some kind. It is an internal policy, and we've talked about a lot of those kinds of things. An internal policy says you do not prosecute a sitting president. You can do things after that president has left office. We've seen that in at least these two cases, the one in D.C. involving election interference, the other one in Florida involving those documents. Other state officials have done the same after Donald Trump left office. The question is, Donald Trump right now, private citizen, should that policy apply to him? It's my position it should not. And that if the cases are doomed to be dismissed, that should happen on the watch of the next attorney general, the next administration. A lot has been said. Donald Trump has said that he will dismiss the cases himself, perhaps by directing his attorney general to do so. And my advocacy has always been that that's what should happen, and that Merrick Garland should permit these cases to go ahead. They will not see the light-lit trial, but permit them to go ahead in the interests of justice here in America. We'll talk more about that and other matters later in the week as I'm appearing on various other programs here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media, including Thursday and Friday, and then again on Saturday, and Amicus, a law review. Join me for all of those discussions here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Thank you for joining me today. Have a good week, everybody.